Like to Anchorage.
5-1.
After that, I don't know. I heard Shruti got married to another person.
Yeah. She died, and
Barbara died, I guess.
Yeah. But her kids are still alive.
Yeah, I saw the kid, big fella. Yeah. Big fella, yeah.
Shunno, remember him?
Shunno, yeah.
Yeah.
Roy.
Yeah.
Isaiah.
I don't think I know him by seeing it. Die.
I guess she had that natural death, Mamaluk. That's whose daughter is that?
That was, you know, Danny Rook and Mamaluk, or Danny they call him. We used to call him Rook.
Oh, that's from Anna.
Was that
Danielka's daughter?
Yeah.
Anna, yeah.
Wasn't she married to John Torsuk too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she got that Mamaluk and
Danny.
One that drowned it.
Danny.
Danny, yeah.
Drowned it up the street.
Yeah, they're overloaded with drums, bucking. Oh. The bow went down, never come up. Oh. They all got lost. Hmm. Lucky was with that. Lucky, do you remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Eckenberg, yeah.
Hinkenberg, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know Lucky. I used to fish with Paul Williams when they used to fish halibut. He was fishing with Peterson. Mm. Paul Peterson.
Oh, mm-hmm.
He was fishing there. Catch a lot of fish. And here we couldn't catch fish. We fished our own way. He fishes rocky places,
yeah.
Catch the big soakers, yeah, get more poundage.
Yeah.
Yeah, no Lucky. Him and the other girl, Pavlov girl and another man get lost in that place. Lucky walked over to town after. Barracuda, remember that?
Barracuda, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one they had locked up.
Well, where from? Where did they get locked at?
Outside of them two rocks across the Ziki. What?
Which rock?
Yeah, Strap Rocks. What they call?
Split Rock.
Yeah. Rock. In that bite. That's where they found the boat.
Oh.
All smashed up. Yeah. They come back, the folks were already frozen. It was cold that time, that season. It was cold. The folks were frozen already. Dead. Lucky walked to the cognac from there.
Yeah.
He made the cognac.
Why that didn't come?
Yeah.
She wasn't going to. She told Perry to tell me.
Oh.
I worked with her.
She's not going to come?
No. She's she's on oxygen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
She moved back to Larson's Bay.
Oh. Huh. Is there, why is she on oxygen?
She has trouble breathing, I guess.
Oh. Huh. I will miss her.
Yeah, I miss her.
Who is that?
Clyda.
Christensen.
She was supposed to come over today.
Who?
Clyda Christensen?
Oh, Clyda Christensen.
Yeah.
Clyda. Christensen.
Yeah.
Julius something. Julie.
Your wife. Sister-in-law.
Cousin or something?
Yeah, I think I got
42nd cousin.
Yeah. 42nd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, they were Christians.
She was Norell, remember?
Norell. Yeah. I get the one.
She married Julie's brother, Carol.
Yeah. Oh, he was married to Julie's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carol.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Norell family. Yeah. Married to Charles. Mm. Charles. Yeah.
Wasn't there? There was Minnie, Clyda, Annie, Martin,
Willie,
and Oscar.
Oscar Ujek, they used to call it Ujek.
Yeah. Was there another
What they call him?
Ujek.
Was there a
Oscar Ujek.
Ujek?
Yeah.
There was a Catherine too, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yes. He was the one that Tony Novikov shot with her and her husband. Yeah, he was he had the 121. He used to run the 121. Or 122, I think it was. 122.
What the Ujek or was it?
Oscar, yeah.
Oscar.
Say it again.
Ujek.
Ujek. Oh, Ujek. And what's his last name?
Norell.
Ujek is Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar in Russian. Oh, Andrew, tough or is that Russian? How do you say Oscar in Russian?
I don't think there is an Oscar.
Theodosi.
That Waska, I was thinking of quite a bit of name of Waska.
There's a lot of Theodosis. Teddy was Theodosi, Lester was Theodosi.
Yeah. There's no exact. Yeah. I don't think there's an exact.
When they couldn't figure out the name, they just say Fedosi.
Yeah.
And that Waska, how many names is there, Waska?
Oh, gosh.
Waska Wasili Bill.
Bill is Bill? Well, Willie?
Yeah.
William? Waska? Wasilka?
Yeah.
One name. Yeah. Willie. Bill. Waspa, Wasilka.
Willis.
Wasili.
Wasili.
Wasili, yeah.
What was Grinka?
Yeah.
What Grinka, Grinka? Isn't that from...
What is Grinka?
Grigori. Yeah. Grinka?
Grinka. Grigori.
Is it the same thing?
It's just didn't like Grinka a have a brother?
Gregory.
Yeah.
Grinka had a brother, huh?
Yeah.
What was his brother? I just found that out. I didn't know. Somebody told me.
They used to call him Thompson, let's see. They used to call him Kaka.
Kaka. Okay, who is this now?
Chanyun.
Chanyun, yeah. Grinka Chanyun.
Yeah.
Was that a Lapa's first name? A second
no, name? That's Logan's first name.
Oh. Now, what
Alapa didn't have no Alapa. Children.
Alapa was his Grinka's stepdad.
Yeah.
But he mentioned another name, his brother, Grinka's brother.
What is Grinka's brother's name? His brother's name?
They used to said it. Call him Kaka.
Kaka. Okay. Let me write it down before I forget it. And that's Grinka...
Chanyun.
Chanyun. How do you spell that?
Their last name is Chanyun.
C-H.
C-H-U-I-N. What? N? C-H-U-I-N?
I don't know.
John.
Anyway, and...
C-H-A. Cha. C-H-A. U-I-N. Chanyun.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was his regular name?
Gregory.
Oh, Gregory.
Yeah.
And that's the one they call Kaka.
Which
one?
That was Grinka's brother.
Yeah, which
one? His older brother.
What was his English name, though? Or?
Georgi.
Huh? Georgi, okay.
Georgi Kaga.
Yeah, I just happened to think.
Yeah.
They used to call him Kaga all the time. Mm-hmm. Georgi, didn't. Some of the natives didn't know the pronunciation of the Russian names, you know.
Yeah.
So they named them their own,
mm-hmm.
like Kaga and Georgi.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the names are really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been.
What's a muttik? A muttik.
I mean old fellow.
That means old fella?
Old.
Who's that?
That was, what was his
name? Aleksandr. His name was Aleksandr Lukin. Al's namesake. Al Lukin. Willie Lukin's son, Al. Margaret was Willie Lukin. There were three, four of them, I guess, from Alanek woman.
Mm-hmm.
This, lady's mama, Catherine. She was married to Willie Lukin first.
Mm.
And then...
I remember, yeah.
Alanek.
They lived right by Sam's.
Yeah, next to it.
Yeah, down below,
Sam's. Down.
Where Junior had his skid shack.
Yeah, that used to be Malutin.
Yeah.
Senka Malutin. Used to... Herman Malutin's dad, Herman Malutin in Karluk, before he moved to Karluk. That place that they were staying. Yeah. Irene Malutin. You don't remember her. Herman's older sister.
I knew his daughter, Herman's daughter, Irene.
Oh, she was alive when I was a kid. You know, then you got more thinking than I do. See, my thinking is all right, but then it takes time before it comes out.
Yeah, quite a lot.
Old words.
Yeah.
And then another thing, you don't speak all of it. In pure native language, you know, you mix it up too much, you know. And it's hard that way.
Is Vladimir in Russian or Aleut?
It's Russian.
Q1 was, they say it was...
It's Vladimir.
Q1. Finn.
Q1.
Finn. Q1. Finn. Finnish.
Yeah.
Old man Q1, Vladimir's dad, and she was Fintu, Duniska. Yakungjuk, you know Yaku, like Tonan.
That's his sister.
Their sister, Anushka, married to Mika, Wazbrika.
Yeah.
All of them are that family, like Tonan family.
Mm-hmm.
And Dunya was their sister, one of their sisters. Q1 married.
Okay, was Lucy related to them?
Lucy, that's Paskovsky. Paskovsky. You remember Pushkungjuk, they used to call him?
No.
His name was Nick Paskovsky.
Oh.
Their brother.
Pushku,
yeah.
Pushkungjuk.
Yeah. All of these.
That Pushku means something like a seal when it's
Pushku. Yeah. This leisure time. Come up in the same spot. And, you know, they go down again, come up again in about 3-4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Come up again, same place. Leisure time and breathe like this. Go down again. That's what they call Pushku. Yeah. Because he come out in the same spot all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He go down and come up for air, for air.
And who was?
Pushkulni.
And who was Pushkungjuk?
They used to call that guy Pushkungjuk.
Pushkungjuk.
Nick Paskovsky.
Little Nick.
Little Nick.
Pushkungjuk.
He had children in the Helsinki. That looks his brother. Lucy. Fidot's wife. You wrote that quite a bit already.
Oh, I'm just taking little notes.
Yeah.
Is that this one right? Could you say this one? Angutik.
Angutik has been Oga. Yeah. Angutik. That's Alexander. Looking.
Yeah.
That's what you used to call him. Angutik.
Angutik. Would you say Angutiman or Angutiman?
Angutulun, Angutik.
I don't know, they just used to call him Angutik as far as I know.
But if you're saying you're giving it to him, you would just say Angutiman or Angutiman?
Angutiman, sorry.
Yeah.
Then a cup?
Uh-huh. Oh, thanks.
No, another name, Manny. What's Nulika? What's Nulika?
That this is Nula, they used to call him Nikolai. Nula. Nulika is.
His wife.
His wife, yeah.
Okay.
Nikolai who?
That's his name, Nula.
Baskovsky.
Well, Nikolai who?
He said Baskovsky.
Baskovsky.
Dennis is dead.
Yeah.
Dennis Baskovsky's dad.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Other one, girl was, I guess, younger than Dennis.
Remember my toes was used to say, Nulika kumbuk nulika sabaga gato nulika.
Oh, yeah. How's it going? Nulika?
Kumagulunisa bagay tukilu nulika. That's on tape now, too.
Did you write that about Lucho?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You did, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's the one that come and doctor me and say, I was playing and you remember this? Milk crates, they used to be in wooden boxes before they started using these carton, paper carton boxes.
Uh-huh.
They used to ship milk cream, you know, in wooden boxes.
Yeah.
And Mama used to save them for a cupboard, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I had a notion to take them out and play with them, you know. And I played, and I got stacked so high, maybe 3-4 boxes. They were about that high. How many is that? Oh, about that high, yeah. Two cans, 48 cans in the case.
Mm.
So I piled them up and climbed up on top. And when I did that, they crashed, they dropped. And I landed in the edge part of it here and punctured my rib in.
Ah.
Rib in like this here. And I was moaning and crying, I guess. Mama didn't know what to do with me. So she called Abasuchu.
Abasuchu?
He had a crooked, I got a little and earlobes ear like this here. Oh, vicious, ugly looking man.
And you were scared of it.
Well, you want to get well, he'll doctor you. So I look at him and get scared. Kid, you know, little kid, get scared. So he come down by his by my bed, and he put his hand here, and he put his hand, and he held it there for about, I don't know, about a couple, 3 hours, I guess. Brought that rib back again in place.
Oh, yeah?
With his hand.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me about that one.
Yeah.
You said he moved it just little by little.
Yeah, little by little.
Pushed it back
to get it in together, place. Yeah.
Acupressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how they used to doctor before. They used to doctor that to him before. Yeah. Chokungaloku, they say. Chokungaloku.
Huh?
Chokungaloku.
Chokungaloku. Chokungaloku.
Another one I was scared. I had a boil, I guess, here someplace on my head. Was Toshok's, Killer John's dad, Shangangjuk, they used to call it.
Huh?
Shangangjuk, they used to call it. Toshok, old man. Real, you know, this Mike Toshok, good dad. Well, he sees what happened, he latched. Still got the scar here. It went way down here as I grew up.
Yeah.
Grow up, yeah. He latched it. Good.
Yeah.
Latching was their way of doctoring too.
Mm-hmm.
That way and Chokungaloku. You know, that way. Another way of curing a person to help one another.
That's the way the Chinese do it. Chinese do it like that. Acupressure.
Acupuncture, yeah. That's hard to believe that helps. I guess that helps. They wouldn't use it if it didn't help.
I had that done to me.
Yeah, it helps.
Chinese doctor.
Acupuncture.
Boy, that really felt good too.
Mm.
Did acupuncture too, with a bunch of needles.
Yeah. I want to get the rest of the words to that little song. Nulika Kumakaloni, and then what was the rest?
Her dog was barking.
And then?
The Baga Kedoguduni.
Oh, Sabaganchuk or Sabaganchua?
Chua.
Ah, Sabaganchua.
Should be Egum Chua.
I like to collect those songs.
Sabaganchua, when they bark at me, don't bother me because you think I'm a boogeyman, oh. How do you call it?
Kunugu.
Sabagat, we're talking about
Sabagat, Sabagat.
Keluni. That means don't bark at me.
Allah, how you
yeah, the runaway person
yeah.
In the woods. Yeah. Finish. I'm a runaway of what? Runaway person. Leave me alone.
Yeah, leave me alone. Don't think I'm a boogeyman.
Yeah, yeah. See? He already made good out of it. Yeah.
See?
He knows better than you.
No.
No. You got my lip now.
Well, that's what Larry used to sing it, remember?
Yeah.
Larry. Don't you think I'm a boogeyman? Remember, he used to sing it that way.
Well, I wonder how my workers are doing at home.
What they're doing?
They're putting a new posting on the under the house. Mm. Posting rotted. Mm. And they dug a ditch so the water will drain out.
Mm.
Under the house it used to be watery all the time. Muck water.
Mm.
Now they took all the stumps off under the house. Big stumps, you know.
Mm.
And they made it not clear. He said they're going to put biscuit on this kind of stuff or something, you know, how biscuit is.
Mm-hmm.
And put gravel over it so no moisture gets to the house, you know, keeps it warm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're doing a pretty good job at it. They're almost done.
Mm-hmm.
But they got lots more. They're going to put my satellite dish on, so I can watch more channels with that. I hope more channels. You got this? Oh, oh. You got enough channels there anyway. How many channels do you use?
I don't watch TV anyhow.
Oh.
Well,
that's
shows.
All. Our company is a television is our company, because we don't know. We don't get out to walk around.
Yeah.
You know? We got to do something. Watch TV. It's hard on the eyes, though, you know. Keep your eyes glued up. All the movements, yeah.
Yeah.
Games I like to watch. Games like Wheel of Fortune, Price is Right, and all the kind of games I like to watch them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to watch Hot Ones, too.
I like Jeopardy.
Hot Ones, I like to watch them, too, you know. See the emotions and that. No, you're talking about it. I don't know how to. Anyhow, I don't like shooting. I don't like that movie. I don't see why they put them in pictures. No wonder young people get ideas from them. They start shooting, small little dots shoot, kill now. Before we know, we used to hear that kind of noise, you know. Little fellas kill now, little guys. They have to steal the gun from the drawer and they use it, just like in the movies. Yeah, they don't know the difference.
Yeah.
They should get away with that gun business, yeah. I wonder what they'll do now. Somebody else got killed lately. They're trying to take the gun away. It's bad thing to take the guns away from the people. But people are crazy, just like me.
I wondered if you could tell me again that story. I didn't quite get it when you told me over in Port Lions. Maybe you could tell to me in Sukhtstun about Anangajikhluk.
Oh!
That one?
Old time stories.
Yeah.
Stories.
Sukhtstun.
I don't know if they're actually done or what, but anyhow, Anangajikhluk, my Tamakhtuk, Anangajikhluk.
And then he told another one that Palitsamak Tinsak.
Oh,
remember?
That was a little Pogolek guy. He was another. Hypnotizer of how they call them, shamans?
Shaman.
Shaman.
Fortune teller.
He got guilty of something. Policeman, Russian policeman, I guess, had to get him and take him to court. They called the jailhouses. How are you going to get out from the jail, home again, and had no way, no boat, nothing. What he did, according to the stories, he goes to the courthouse and when they sit down, the guilty man on the chair, asking questions, you know, and whoever asked the questions, like lawyers, stuff like that, what why he did that. They have nothing to say. Get their mind crazy. You see, they have nothing to say, nothing to speak about him. And, well, judge, supposed to write down like you are now, what he is. He have to explain, the guilty guy have to explain, you know. Mm-hmm. And judge have to write him down. Instead, he put his pencil across his mouth and keep it there, and he couldn't say nothing. Mm. So the guy, they just put him in jail. Mm. So that's how, then he gets out, his spirit brings him back home again. Yeah, he's back home again. No way you could put him in jail, to keep him in jail, because, well, the guy, the lawyer had that to say, judge have his mouth, pencil across his, have nothing, can't even write.
Can't prove it.
Well, what can you do about this guy? Just put him in jail, all right. He would be glad to be in jail because he's going to get out anyhow. What kind of power is that?
Yeah. And you said that happened 3 times.
Yeah. Yeah. Each time they took him, yeah. It's the same thing. Each time they took him. He said they can't do nothing to him. Mm.
Constantine.
There is such a thing like that, the power of that guy. You know, people can do something to you before you know it. There was people like that at home, of course, all along the peninsula here, the island where I, all over Alaska, they were like that, you know. The hunters, especially hunters, they used that power for their catch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I told you, Terrebay folks.
Yeah.
Used to live over there, folks. You have to stop there first before you go into Hantu the bay.
Gakhluk? That one?
Or? No.
Kulukhegami. Kulukhegami.
Yeah.
Angutin kukakewiksu. Or was it an old man and an old woman?
Yeah.
Ah.
So, then they'll tell you, you get that many skins. And be sure not to try to get any more because you won't get any more.
Uh-huh.
You got your lemon, that's it.
Uh-huh.
So the guy that was there, they tried to get a little more because they got their quota already. They got to try to know how they could catch one more, one or two more. So they walk out and tell them, that they got their quota, they got their limit, and say thank you to them. See, that kind of power, how do you call that? How did Houdini get such power?
I don't know. Well, he was basically, I think he practiced at it. I mean, it wasn't supernatural.
Oh.
I think he just practiced. You know, till he could figure out how to get those things off and get out of the box and all that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. To him down, how many feet down
from
the bridge? Down. He come out of it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, those are interesting stories.
Yeah. The old people, when we were out hunting, the old people used to tell me about things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The old guys, you know, like 60, 70-year-old fellas, they need help when they go out rowing help.
Yeah.
No outboards, and they nobody could afford to buy outboard anyhow. Rich fellas do. only a 2.5 horsepower outboard, built with a cast iron, and brass, or heavy thing. Don't tilt. You have to try to lift that thing before you hit the beach. Then the first outboards I saw. There was no aluminum material then, before they discovered aluminum. All cast iron and and brass, of course, brass, copper. They didn't make them light, not power. What are we going to go through this time? What's on the agenda?
Well, I don't have an agenda, but when Robbie comes, I'm going to ask her to bring the notes I did on what we
before,
did.
Review them again?
Review them. Like some of the words I didn't understand.
Review them.
Yeah. Maybe try to figure out some of those words I didn't get last time.
How long is that going to take? Just another day?
It won't take long to go through those.
And then you go home?
Well, no, actually, we're going to be here for a while.
For a while?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So we'll just...
I don't want to be bothered just for one day or take me back home again.
No, I think till Monday.
My father-in-law is rich anyhow. They're up in millions.
Mm.
They can pay a little bit, you know. Because it's this deal here, what we're doing, is going to be the last. Because nobody's willing to say what I'm saying. Nobody. Of the way I live, the way I lived. You see, I lived in a poor way, but a poor way. Very little. So what old timers used to tell me, and good thing I remembered how they used to tell me, what they used to tell me. Them days I had good memory. I kept it all, there'd be all kinds of stories that they used to tell me. Each old man and go with different fellows, you know. Of course, like helping, like I never ate seal, you know, in a kid, you know. And we got seal, and he looked good to me. And he cooked, he boiled some seal in Barabari. Says, I never had seal in my life. So whatever the old man says, I got to do with it. So I took a little time, a little bit fast. Swallow it right away. Before I get the taste of it. By golly, I got used to it. I got used to it. A few of them times, he knew I got hungry and all started eating. It's what he's eating. Like that. Before, then I began to like it. I got used to it. Like any food, like rabbits when they first brought, squirrels. We never had them before. We got used to them, to take nothing of it. Good food, like that. Food is strange when the food you didn't eat before is strange, and it's kind of, I don't know if it's your brain or your stomach or whatever, you would like to eat it, but you try it. Try it even if you don't like it. You'll begin to get used to it. That's how I did. I had to get used to the food because we were brought up like that, you mm-hmm. see.
We had no freezers mm-hmm. or anything. Yeah. We see the fresh,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
We'd shoot our ducks and shoot our rabbits and shoot mm-hmm. our elk and poke mm-hmm. our elk,
you know. Yeah, rabbits, they sell them in store. Why? Kofika. I should be talking too loud. They hear me.
Well, you got a fancy one, huh?
Let me get this guy started.
Where was she from?
I mean, I'm splitting.
Where
bags were. I don't know where she was originally.